Ranch is back. Week two of the playoffs. Good to have you with us. 970, 101.5 FM, Lumen Christi and Michigan Center on a, for November, Tom, a pretty nice night for playoff football.
Not too bad at all, Greg, and good evening, everybody. A very beautiful setting here at the James C. Crowley Memorial Field at Lumen Christi as Michigan Center's in town for the district championship. Center riding high with a 9-1 record. Lumen Christi also playing very well this season at 8-1. Winner goes on to play in the regional next week, and we're getting right down to the nitty-gritty here. But it's a perfect night to play football. There's very little wind. You look at the markers on the goalpost, and they're not even barely moving whatsoever. It's dry. The field is in great shape. It's obviously a artificial turf field here at Crowley Memorial, and it's just a perfect night to play football.
Tom Davey and Goliath again this week. Maybe not as bad as last week. Michigan Center is a very good football team, but they're in against a different beast here tonight.
Yeah, this is a different animal altogether. You look at Michigan Center's schedule, they played one Class D school, and then they played nine Class C schools. The Class D school that they did play, they beat a very good Climax Scots on opening night, and then the rest of the Cascades Conference and the crossover were all Class C schools. Conversely, and by the way, Michigan Center is Class B. They're significantly larger than the Titans. So Lumen Christi, of course, is Class C, and they played an all A and B schedule. This will, and again, the only C school they've played all year was last week against Quincy. So the Titans, and of course, we don't have to chronicle their playoff tradition. This is the 27th year they've been in the playoffs. There's only been 43 years of the playoffs, and the Titans have been in 27 of them, winning nine. This is their 86th playoff game. Their record in the playoffs for Lumen Christi is 68. They've won 68 times. They're 68-17.
That's, I would call that playoff tested.
That's 80%. Now the whole
school—the
whole school's only won 81% of the time in their 419 games. They've won 339 of them for an 81% winning percentage. Conversely, Michigan Center. This is only their, they've only had two playoff wins in their entire history. They've made the playoffs 8 years. They've won twice. They won back in 2009, they beat Union City. And the other night against Hillsdale, they won 10-7 last Friday. That's only their second playoff win in school history. So even though Michigan Center's larger school, Class B, Titans are Class C, they're quite a bit smaller in enrollment by about 50 kids. You would have to look at this and certainly be astonished if Michigan Center came out of here with a victory tonight.
3-minute break. We'll be back with more on the pregame. Lumen Christi and the Cardinals of Michigan Center just a few minutes away here on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Midwest Vehicle Group and the Wash Auto Detailing with quality vehicles under $20,000. Perfect for the first-time buyer. They are a Carfax Advantage dealer. All vehicles have comprehensive clean Carfax reports, plus offering excellent detailing starting at $80 to make your car look and smell showroom new. Midwest Vehicle Group and the Wash Auto Detailing, a Michigan Center-made company at 4544 Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Online at MidwestVehicleGroup.com and like them on Facebook.
Michigan Center Schools would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the Michigan Center community for their role in supporting the exciting changes that have occurred throughout the Michigan Center School District.
My name is Jamarian, and I want to say thank you for the new gymnasium and new doors and parking lot improvements at Arnold Elementary.
I'm Caden Sherbaugh. Thank you for the brand new preschool room, new bus and drop-off, parking loops, new lockers, new bleachers, refinished gym floor, and brand new kitchen area at Kiker Elementary.
I'm Tegan. We are thrilled at the junior senior high to have a renovated athletic complex, multi-purpose room, new kitchen, expanded cafeteria, 21st century student commons area, and enhanced technology.
Thank you, Michigan Center!
Michigan Center Schools, where success begins.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 400 of those properties are bakeries. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to cookie connoisseur Cody Howell.
More cookies, please.
Auto owners insurance. The no problem people.
Call Carmela Clintworth, Steve Mazarek, Nikki Devers, or Vicky Topa at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen Christi with Tom Ratcher and Josh Ankrell. Tonight, our K105.3 game is Columbia Central Blissfield.
And that, of course, has all kinds of ramifications in Division 6. As Columbia Central and Blissfield winner will take on the winner between Detroit Central and Warren Michigan Collegiate. That's in the other regional. So theoretically, the winner of this game, be it Michigan Center or Lumen Christi, theoretically could play Columbia Central in a semifinal. And that's just the way the geographic regions got drawn up this season. And, you know, the more we talk about that, too, and everybody's really concerned, if Water Valete wins tonight, then whoever wins this game has to travel to Water Valete. It's about 100 miles away, exit 41 off I-94. The Water Valete being in Division 6 was so close. Remember when we had the discussion the day before the draw? Had Lake Linden Hubble lost or one, I had all those different ramifications, and one of them was Water Valete, as it turned out, is the smallest school in Division 6. Had Lake Linden Hubble lost, they'd have been the largest school in Division 7, and nobody would have had to worry about driving to Water Valete. And I suspect Water Valete will beat Delton Kellogg tonight, but that's how...
Yeah,
that's,
if you worry about that stuff...
Well, I'll go even further. I'll worry about it a little bit more because had Lumen Christi played a ninth game and won, it would be here.
Oh, sure.
Or had Grand Rapids Catholic Central not beaten West Catholic. All they needed was one bonus win.
Right.
One lousy win. Had Hastings beat Middleville. Middleville beat them 29-28. Had Hastings won that game, then Lumen Christi would have had more play. But that's the way these things work, and I'm just bringing out how close everything is when you get down to it. Now, of course, the Titans have taken the field, and so has now Michigan Center. Now it all boils down to blocking and tackling, and we take all this other stuff right out of it.
Where would Lumen be without Sebastian Tolan, Tom? What a season he has had, over 1,600 yards rushing.
Yeah, he fit in really nice. He didn't play much at Jackson High last year and came over here to play, and he's done a real good job. He's fit in. He's one of the nicest kids in the school. and he fits in very nicely with the outside running game. Throw their inside running game in with Kyle Mender and that nice offensive line, a couple of passes with Troy Kucha, and you got yourself a good offensive football team.
3 minute break here on the pregame. When we come back, we'll kick it off. Lumen Christie, Michigan Center on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at WilbyTransitMix.com.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialist has been serving the Jackson community for over 30 years. And now more than ever, we are here for you as a healthy choice. We ask that you choose to try physical therapy before taking painkillers. It's been proven that physical and massage therapy can help reduce your pain without addiction. With six locations in Jackson, Holt, and Jonesville, we have over 130 employees ready to work with you to help limit your need for pain medicine and improve your quality of life. Visit our website at orsmi.com.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back. We get set to kick this one off. Lumen Christie will kick to the Cardinals. Start the football game.
Michigan Center did win the toss and elected to receive, and a lot of times schools don't do that, but Michigan Center wants the ball right away to start this game.
Cam White has it teed up for Lumen. And this round two game is underway. And the run back, 20-yard line, and about the 23 for, look like number 8 for the Cardinals.
Well, the numbers for Michigan Center are a little bit easier to read, but I think our eyesight might be going a little bit.
They're small, though.
You know, the other thing is this press box is a lot further away from the field than the previous one in the last few years. If you remember, we were about in the fourth row, and now we're at the far back of these higher bleachers, And we're not really that high up. It is quite a distance away from the field.
Jake Nichols, the quarterback for the Cardinals.
Go defense!
They spread the field, but they're a running football team. Nichols back to throw it. Fires it out here. Caught and dropped. Brian Williams had it. And I think it might have been knocked away, or he had his arms stripped by the Lumen defender.
You know, he's a pretty good-sized kid, 6'3", about 200 pounds. Was that Bobby Willis' side over there?
I think it was Willis.
And, boy, that...
Good throw by Nichols.
Yeah, it was, and kind of stunned everybody. You had just mentioned they're a running team, and then they throw the ball on first down. Now they're in a hole. Now it's second and 10 from their own 24-yard line.
Nichols out of the short shotgun. Second back, big hole. Out to the 28-yard line. Good hole there, and it was Kyle Minder. Brendan Hutchins on the carry. Minder the stop for Lumen Christie, and that's his 103rd tackle of the season.
You know, you mentioned Tolan in the pregame, Bob. I don't know where they'd be without Minder both ways. Emotionally leads the defensive team, makes all those tackles, and he's a heck of a football player.
Third down, long five here for the Cardinals. They have Nichols out of the gun, and they spread it with really three wideouts and two wingmen.
Titans were a little messed up defensively and ended up having to take a timeout.
Of course, they don't have Luke Stanton, who's out with an injury. We don't know the extent of it yet. Nobody does. Certainly probably won't play this week. I would doubt he'll be with them next week, but he's not necessarily out for the year. Kamal Harris is out in the secondary.
Yeah, he was he's the replacement, and he's the kid that had a little bit of difficulty getting lined up. Nobody was covering that slot man to the Titans' right-hand side of the field. Harris got over there real late, and the Titans just elected to call a timeout. Way too important to have that play run with somebody that far out of position.
Again, we'll keep an eye on all the scores out of town for you.
We've got somebody keeping an eye on the Delton Kellogg Water Valete score. They're monitoring WCSY in South Haven for us, and we'll get that score in here periodically throughout the night, along with the other Division VI game fairly locally over on K105.3 Blissfield at Columbia Central.
Jake Nichols shotgun, same formation as they try to spread the Titans out here. And Nichols rolls. Being rushed, throws it up for grabs, and it is knocked away incomplete.
Yeah, he just kind of threw it up in the air as three Titans were on him, Meisner and Dayton Keller.
Bobby Willis and Kamal Harris on the coverage.
Yeah, so now centers in a world of hurt on fourth and six are going to have to punt. One man back for Lumen Christie to catch the punt, everybody else up at the line.
Nick Thomas, the lone deep man. Good snap. Plenty of time. Terrific kick. Thomas is hit. The ball is loose. Thomas was hit before the ball got there. And no flag.
How that's not a penalty.
Boy, oh boy, that is hideous officiating. If
what in the world?
Are they giving that to center? I don't know. These guys are in a state of absolute confusion. Now, Lumen's offense is out. What in the world happened?
This is a CAAC officiating crew.
That was horrid.
These guys do Grand Ledge against East Lansing. This is a good crew. But that's the back judge back there, not the ump. The
ball was not caught, and the punt returner was hit before the ball got there. Lumen at the 36. I can't tell you what happened. Tolan off the right side. Breaks some tackles. Flag down already. Lumen had so many penalties last week you couldn't count them. And the first play tonight, they get a penalty.
Well, go back to that punt. The only thing I could think of is in the CAAC blue, we use a seven-man crew. And tonight in the district and the pre-district and the regional, they only use five-man crews. So that the back judge that was back there might not have been in the same position. But mercy sakes, Nick Thomas from Lumen Christi goes to catch the punt, and number five from center, Dawson Brown, hits him.
That's a penalty.
Just before he's going to catch the ball.
It's a penalty.
And then the ball bounced free. At least they gave Lumen Christi the ball right there, but I'd have to get an explanation on that.
That was awkward. Here's Tolan. Tolan jumps over a tackler and gets about 9 yards. That was second and 20. They walked off a holding call on the first play. In fact, he gets 10. Back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be second and 10 for Lumen.
You know, he's done that twice this year. It's still in the rule book. You can't hurdle. You cannot hurdle another player, and he's gotten away with it twice. I think once against Harper Creek and once just now.
Well, that's one they don't call. Tolan again the other way. 40 up near a first down. He's about a yard shy at the 45 up front for the Titans. Keegan Smith, Austin Maynard, Ben Pelletier, Tyler Bolin, Ian Williams. Solid.
So Lumen Christi did a real good job with a couple of running plays there to get themselves out of the hole they dug after that holding call on first down. Ball's back up to the 45.
Two tight ends with Dayton Keller, Cam White. Third very short, and Mender just plows to midfield about 6 yards, and a first down behind big Keegan Smith, the sophomore. He just was like a bulldozer.
That's the one thing Lumen Christi has. If you need 1 yard, you've got that fullback buck with Kyle Mender and that really nice offensive, veteran offensive line. Even though Keegan Smith's a sophomore, the rest of them are seniors, and it's a pretty good front.
Drew Salmon, Andy Pulaski, Abel Compton, Patrick Height. Up front, their linebackers are Brady Rowe, Boomer Perry, Spencer Hinkle, and Brendan Hutchins. Three in the secondary, Tyler Horsch, Nick Torty, and Hunter Horsch for the Cardinals. And Lumen has a second one from the 40-yard line.
Good 9-yard gain there on first down.
Power eye in the backfield. Right back to Tolan. And there he goes into the secondary all the way down to the 26-yard line. Tolan, Tom, is such a versatile runner. We thought it was just speed to start the year, but he has a combination.
Yeah, to start the year, remember, way back when, it was at West Catholic. And that's a different beast altogether. And he really didn't run in between the tackles. He would tiptoe to the line of scrimmage. Well, he's played himself out of that, and now he hits the hole between the tackles as good as anybody.
Tolan again. Slides off a block from Austin Maynard, and he has about 4 or 5 yards on first down.
Boomer Perry made the tackle for Michigan Center. And again, that's a gain of 4 on first down. That's a victory.
Perry's a junior, 200-pound linebacker for the Cardinals.
Just under 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score, Lumen Christi and Michigan Center.
First drive for the Titans, trying to overcome that holding penalty on the first play. Tolan, good hit here by the Cardinals. Tolan scratched out an extra yard.
I think Brady Rowe was the first man down at the bottom of the pile to hit him. Kind of a delay out of that power eye formation where it's a delay type handoff, but it's a power run.
Yeah, Rowe made a nice play, got a lot of help also.
So just a 2 yard gain for Lumen Christi, sets up third down and about 4.
Big Hunter Denton comes out of the lineup.
Coming in was 24 Cody Kalahar. He'll be wide to the right.
He splits wide right. Titans need 4 yards and a whistle. Center's offside, and that'll be a free first down. Center lined up offside. Wow. Bad error there for the Cardinals, and they give Lumen a gift first down. at the 17-yard line. Titans driving here with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Large crowd here.
Boy, there's people everywhere.
Lot of standees tonight. Here's Mender up the middle. Look at him fight. Mender's still on his feet. He's down to the 6-yard line.
That's as good of a football run as you'll ever see a high school kid make. He was hit 3 or 4 times, and he kept just driving and basically bounced off each one of the Michigan Center tacklers to get the ball down to the 7-yard line of Michigan Center.
First and goal, Lumen, from the 7. That was about 10.5 yards right up the gut by Kyle Mender. Two tight ends, Cam White, Dayton Keller. Mender again, driving down near the goal line. They're going to mark him about the 1-yard line.
Tell you what, Michigan Center is actually doing a pretty good job on that with that nice defensive line, because every time we've seen him this season, pretty much he scored from there.
In fact, they spot it back at the 2. So 2 yards to pay dirt here for Lumen Christie. Mender and Thomas in the backfield. There's Mender. Touchdown, Lumen Christie. Right off left guard, Austin Maynard. Ben Pelletier. Tyler Bolin up front, right in that middle, doing a pretty good job there. They cleared out a pretty good hole.
Well, one thing we've got to mention, while Maynard and Nick Thomas were in the backfield, Sebastian Tolan's over here on the side, kind of jogging up and down the field, trying to work out something in his leg.
Colleen McDonald out for the extra point. Out of the Kucha hold. Good snap, and not a good kick. Hit the goalpost. 6-0, Lumen back in 30 seconds. On 970, 101.5 FM.
Alro Plastics is a distributor of engineered plastic shapes and has been located in Jackson since 1987. Our product offerings include plastic sheet, rod, tube, and machine parts. Processing capabilities include saw cutting, water jet, routing, milling, drilling, tapping, bending, forming, and welding. Alro Plastics' focus is on helping customers select the proper materials for their application, as well as cutting and shipping the same day the order is placed. Alro Plastics, located at 2218 Enterprise Drive in Jackson, or place an order online at alroplastics.com. Alro, your supermarket for plastics.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Cam White kicks off for Lumen. And he drills it deep into the corner, and that ball trickles out of bounds. And that will give Michigan Center pretty decent field position. Start their second drive. It went out at about the 9-yard line. I never saw anybody throw a flag. And they're going to have Lumen re-kick, which is surprising. As Tom mentioned, that barely a breeze out here. Really nice night for football in November. It's probably about 40 degrees out here.
One of us is in shirt sleeves. One of us is in shirt sleeves.
Yeah, not me. And they kick one on the ground here. Picked up at the 15-20. 25, 30-yard line.
Doring with the return.
Dawson Doring on the return. Titans had number 30, Jared Bolt, down there. Bolt, excellent special team player for the Titans.
First and 10, Michigan Center for 30-yard line.
Millington leads Houghton Lake early 7-0, and in the game the winner will play here, Water Valete has taken an 8-0 lead over Delton Kellogg.
Jake Nichols, short gun. First back through, a little bit of running room. Good hard run out to the 35-yard line. I think that was Hutchins. Wait and see when they unpile here. Host of Titans there.
Brady Rowe,
the ball carrier. Sam Meisner.
Rowe is leaving the field very gingerly.
Oh, boy. Oh, Rowe limping to the sideline. Jake Nichols, 6'3", 6'4", about 190, outstanding basketball player. Good baseball player at center. Second down and about five. And again, they don't throw the ball much, but when they needed to in that crazy game against Reading. That's Hutchins, and he gets maybe a yard. Yeah. They tried to go off the left side.
Yeah, they tried to go off left tackle, and there was nothing doing there as a whole bunch of Titans made the tackle. And you know who was on the bottom of that pile again was Kyle Minder. Also, Ethan.
You're kidding.
Ethan Miller is the tackle on that side. But, man, those kids clean her up.
Brock Kuhn, Drew Salmon, Julian Putnam, Boomer Perry, Patrick Height. Offensive front for the Cardinals. Kuhn the biggest at 240. Third down, about three. Nichols alone in the backfield. Back to throw. Flips it out here, and he's lucky that wasn't picked off.
That's twice now I've gotten the...
That was just blanket coverage by Bobby Willis.
Yeah, I've gotten the impression two times now that Jake Nichols, who's a pretty fine quarterback and a good-looking kid, 6'3", 184, just kind of threw it out there. And both times they're very lucky that didn't go for a touchdown the other direction.
Well, center will have to punt. Very high kick. Thomas calls for a fair catch, and they let it roll, and it'll get down to the 25, 24-yard line. Time out of town.
Don't do much volleyball here, but it is district volleyball tonight. Luma Christi is at Concord. The Titans won the first game over Concord 25-17, but then Concord came back and beat Luma Christi 25-22. And then they won the third game, Concord did, 25-18. So Concord leads the match 2-1, just needing one more win to win the district.
The out-of-town volleyball scoreboard. First down for the Titans, Kucha. Ooh, there's a good hit. Minder got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Host of Cardinals. Andy Pulaski right in the middle was there. Boomer Perry. Drew Salmon all there for the Cardinals.
Delton Kellogg has come back and scored on a 45-yard touchdown pass to make it 8-7. Delton Kellogg, I'm sorry, Water Valete 8, Kellogg 7.
Back to pass, Kucha. There's that little flare out of the backfield, and that'll be a first down to the 35-yard line to Kyle Minder. That play is almost unstoppable.
It is, and from experience as a defensive coordinator, it's very tough to cover those kids out of the backfield. And it's just one weapon in the Titans' arsenal that they can do. And they really haven't had to do it much all season with all the number of blowouts that they've had. But it's awful nice to be able to pull that out of your back pocket.
Meisner, Sambear into the Lumen offense, and they split near side of the field. On first down, here's the handoff. Nick Thomas got out to the 40, and he got almost 5 yards. For he was knocked down by Hinkle. The senior 205-pound linebacker, Spencer Hinkle, second and five. for the Titans. Kucha gets the play from Herb Rogan.
Water Valide has just come back and scored, and they still lead. Now it's 14-7.
Well, they scored 100 points when they played earlier this year.
By the way, over here, Columbia Central has taken a 14-7 lead over Blissfield with 2:58 to go in the first.
Up the middle, Mender drags a tackler for a first down. 46-yard line. He got hit hard. Pops up a little slowly there, Kyle Mender. There would be an irreplaceable player there. The Titans get a first down at the 46. They've thrown one pass so far, and that was a little pass out of the backfield to Mender for 11 yards. And Kucha back to throw it. Boy, has Keller open. Got it! 30, 20, 10, touchdown. Dayton Keller. 54-yard touchdown strike. A beauty from Kucha. Troy hit him right on the numbers. And Keller was a couple yards behind the secondary.
And how many times have we asked for that all season? And now when they need it, there it is. Beautiful play, Kucha to Keller, 54 yards. Minute 29 to go in the first quarter as the Titans are going to go for two as they lead here 12-0 over Michigan Center.
12-0 Lumen, and they'll go for two with Tolan and Mender, the running backs. Kucha fakes. He had two men wide open in the end zone, and that's caught by Cameron White for the two-point conversion. 14-0 Titans. 30 break, right back. 970, 101.5 FM.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, join fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
So with 1:29 to go, first quarter, Titans up 14. And Cam White with the kick. Deep down the middle. They run a reverse. Lumen gets blocked, 30, 40, and 50, missed a tackle, and a good return. They worked that reverse handoff. I remember Marysville doing that for so many years. A lot of times they would fake it. This was handed off. And all the way to the Lumen 46-yard line.
That was pretty slick. That was a nice play. They kind of...
About a 41-yard return on the handoff on the kickoff. So and the biggest play of the night for the Cardinals.
Yeah, so they're right back at midfield, but if they can't control the line of scrimmage any better, it's going to be a long night for Michigan Center.
Nichols, a man in motion. They pitch it way back behind the line of scrimmage. Hunter Horsch is hit for a loss of 3 or 4 yards.
Now you got a problem. You can't run it up the middle, and then you can't run it wide, and you're really not able to throw very much. You can't rely on...
I'm not too big into pitching it about 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, I thought he was going to throw it at first, but then there was no receiver hit.
Yeah, I thought it was halfback pass.
And maybe a receiver didn't get the call and didn't break, or maybe the Titans held him up like they're supposed to at the line of scrimmage, which you can pull your hair out trying to get kids to do that.
Well, he ended up losing only two, second and 12. And Nichols fires it out in the flat. It's caught. Big tackle by Lumen. Nick Thomas all over the receiver. Pretty solid tackle. That was on, I think, Rowe. Brady Rowe.
Thought it was Brian Williams, number four. It could have been.
It was Williams. You're right.
Yeah, it was
Brian Williams.
Number four.
Third down and nine for the Cardinals. And that'll end the quarter. So they'll be able to talk it over. We take a one-minute break after one. Lumen 14. Michigan Center nothing on 970 and 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Sports and chiropractic are a perfect match for athletes of all levels. Chiropractic is readily available to youth and high school athletes as they continue to look for ways to enhance their performance.
My name is Troy Kucha, and I'm the quarterback of Lumen Christi. I've never been out of the game and had to miss a game. I've never missed a practice playing football or any sport for an injury, and I think Dr. Penn helped a lot with that. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to get people back on the field.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
One of our sponsors tonight, Lakeland Hills Golf Course. Fall rates in effect right now. Course in immaculate shape, Tom tells me, at Lakeland Hills. And they'll be open until December 1st at Lakeland Hills. Nichols back to throw, long down the sideline, and that is incomplete. Cardinal fans wanted maybe a little interference. There was some contact there between Willis
a little bit.
And the receiver, but the ball was underthrown.
Yeah, you can't just throw it up in the air like that and have that and expect to have an official's call.
No, he receiver, I think, had Willis beat a little bit, but the ball was underthrown. And now the Cards have to kick again. Lumen has nobody back to receive the kick. And that is Nichols. That ball hits at the 20 and rolls right down to the 10-yard line. It'll be killed there by Rayfield Johnson. And the Titans are 90 yards away. But in full command here, 14-0.
Got a bunch of Division Six scores. The winner of this game is going to play the winner of the Water of Elite Delton Kellogg, and Water of Elite leads Delton Kellogg by the score of 14-7. Columbia Central leads Blissfield also 14-7. In Division 6, Millington leads Houghton Lake 7-0, and Montague leads Kent City 10-0.
Running play for Kyle Minder, just a couple yards on first down. Well, tomorrow night here on WKHM, Michigan, and the Golden Gophers of Minnie, 7:30 kickoff.
Think it's going to be as nice out as it is here?
No. Boy, there's a bad, bad weather forecast for tomorrow. Here is Sebastian Tolan. Good play defensively by the Cards. They knock him down at the 16-yard line, and Lumen has a third down and about five.
And not a bad run, because remember, when Minder scored the first Titan touchdown, Tolan was over here on the sideline trying to run up and down the field.
They gave Tolan an extra yard there, so it's third and about three.
As he was working out a kink in his leg.
And Kucha gets a play from the venerable Herb Brogan. Little tight formation in the backfield. And look at Minder break tackles. First down, Lumen. Just a beast running the football.
That's a pretty good football run off left guard.
Yeah, center had that defended well, but couldn't contain him.
Centers, of course, their defensive coordinator is former Titan Matt Damaris. Good people over at Michigan Center, but I think right now it almost looks like just it's just a matter of.
Kucha back to throw. Long, down the middle. Open and caught! What a catch! All the way, touchdown. Tanner Martinez. 75, about 75 yards. Give or take a couple. What a throw by Kucha. Goodness.
He threw a strike, an absolute bullet. Martinez broke.
That was a great catch, too.
Yes, it was. He broke inside of that defender into the post, into the middle of the field. I didn't see a safety for center. It was just the corner, and Martinez caught that in stride, went 73 yards for the score. It went 9:55 to go.
Salazar in for the extra point. This time, and it's 21-0. The young sophomore been brought up from the JV squad.
I thought that was number 19.
Kevin Salazar, I believe. Or was that McDonald?
It was number 19, unless she was the holder.
I don't think she was holding.
No, she kicked
it. Okay, that was her. Is that Colleen? That was Salazar, okay. Do we have two 19s? Tom, your eyesight is bad.
I'm going to look at that film. There's a number 19 that was on that field. She was holding.
Anyways, 21-0.
You going to listen to them guys or me?
I just wanted to know who kicked it. Ooh, big hit by Lumen on the kick team. Center got it out near the 25. And Bradley laid a real lick on the return man, who was I believe it was Dawson Daring again.
Well, either way, there's 9:49 to go in the first half, and Lumen Christi leads 21-0, and this is an insurmountable lead for Michigan Center. As you can just kind of, I don't notice it on the field. I notice it in the stands.
Nichols hit the backfield.
Now I'm starting to notice it on the field.
Nichols loses. No, he didn't lose anything. They put it back at the line of scrimmage. 25-yard line. Yeah, she's 9:20 till halftime for 21-0. Nichols back in the gun. Lobs it out here. Caught. Not quite a first down. They got over the 30 of the 32. Late flag into the heap.
Boy, Kyle Minder from his linebacker.
They might get a first down out of this.
Minder from his linebacker spot got out there immediately and was able to make the tackle.
Personal foul on the Christie.
That's a back out of the backfield, I thought, or just a slot back, but it's tough to cover.
Personal foul called on Lumen over there. And center gets it all the way out to the 48 after the play. Personal foul.
Over in Water Valley, Dalton Kellogg has tied it up at 14 very early in the second quarter. Now, if Dalton Kellogg wins, we're back here.
That's right. I'm a big Dalton Kellogg fan tonight. Nichols, throws it over the middle, caught, first down. Lumen 38-yard line. Brian Williams on the reception. That looked like a busted play, and then Nichols was able to find his wide receiver down the middle open. And the Cardinals drive to the Lumen 38-yard line. Their best sequence of the night. With 8:20 to go in the quarter. They run a little inside reverse. Ouch. Jeremy Hall got lit up behind the line of scrimmage. Lost a yard. Back to the 39, second and 11. Well, Martinez has caught five passes this year, Tom, for 250 yards. You do the math.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a real good average.
I also coached his dad at Concord 35 years ago, and he was pretty good.
Nichols back to throw again. Being rushed, he's hit. Down he goes. 45-yard line. Lumen all over the place in the backfield. Cameron White was back there. There was a host of Titans, including Sam Meisner. Third and 17. Third and 17 for Michigan Center. Big Denton in on defense for Jared Bolt, who's getting some playing time on defense. Center needs a big play. Nichols has time down the middle. Knocked away. Beautiful defensive play.
That was Joe Barrett that batted that ball away right in the center of the field as he got open momentarily. Nichols threw a very nice pass over there.
Yeah, Nichols put it right on the button, and Barrett just made a better play to knock it away.
I think he got it with both hands.
From the receiver. And fourth and 17, Nichols back to kick. And Jake kicks one, angles it toward the corner. And Thomas is going to watch it roll into the end zone. Tough break there for the Cardinals. That was a good kick by Nichols. But Tommy couldn't put any of your backspin on that, baby. That thing hit at the 15 and just took off to the end zone.
I got to believe also this. I'm positive this is the only time Michigan Center's played on artificial turf all year. Which is a different experience in itself on a lot of these things. So the Titans take over. 6:37 to go in the first half. Lumen Christi leads Michigan Center 21-0.
And Mender. Oh. Michigan Center will see Mender in their nightmares tonight. He just right up the middle. And just running over people, that's another first down out to just past the 30-yard line. 11 more yards for Kyle Mender. Lumen up 21-0. And there's Tolan. Breaks the tackle, look out. They will never catch him. 30, 20, 10. Oh, they caught him. And it's a horse collar. Boy, oh, Tolan might be hurt. Oh, boy. That is trouble. That was a horse collar, and Tolan is down and hurt. And he is in some discomfort. Looks like he was trying to get up over there. That is a dangerous, dangerous tackle. Tolan is up, but he's limping. Get him off the field. Man.
How do you get caught? First time all year I've seen him get caught. Sadly, I didn't get the number of the kid that made the tackle.
Probably won't see Tolan tonight. 6 minutes to go. And Lumen at about the 1 yard line. And Mender dives in. No signal yet.
Mender, the ball carrier.
Certainly looked like he was easily into the end zone. Finally. And Lumen's up 27-0. But the storyline now is all Sebastian Tolan as he limps over here toward the golf cart.
Okay, now, this is number 19 on the hold. That is 10th grade quarterback Jack Kelly, and kicking is Kevin Salazar.
And he missed that one. Snap was high. And we stay at 27-0.
Now what's going on?
5:45. We'll be back in a minute on 970-1015 FM.
Does your roof need attention because of bad leaking or damage from severe weather? Turn to the experts at Billy White Roofing. With 22 years of experience, Billy White Roofing provides top-notch guaranteed roof construction, restoration, and leak damage repair for residential homes and commercial buildings. Billy White Roofing, online at billywhiteroofing.com or call Billy White Roofing today at 517-784-0463. That number again, 517-784-0463. Billy White Roofing, the roofing experts.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
5:37 to go in the first half. 27-0. And Nichols back in the gun, rolling. Wants to throw, and throws, and it is caught.
I think it was that number 5, Dawson Brown, on the grab. Pretty nice play there. Nichols got enough time to throw a good pass.
Let's win. 47 yard line, so about 15 yards there for Jake Nichols. Nice throw. But the Cards are down 27. They fumble. Lumen's got it, I believe, at midfield. Bad handoff there. Nichols tried to get it to Jeremy Hall, kind of a jet sweep. And they bobbled it around, and Lumen came up with it. And they get it back at midfield. And Nick Thomas into the backfield. Don't believe they'll be messing with Sebastian Tolan again tonight. And Thomas runs it up for 5 yards to the 45-yard line.
Thomas on the carry. Hayden Kuhn on the stop for Michigan Center, second and 5.
Tolan is on the sideline. He's not receiving any special attention there. but he limped off after that horse collar tackle on the long run. Second and five. Kucha fires. Dropped. Keller was open. You got to catch that one.
And he had both hands on it as Troy Kucha again threw a perfect pass.
He's just throwing bullets out there, Tom. Not a lot of air under his passes tonight.
Delton Kellogg has just come back and scored again to tie the game at 22. That thing is going back and forth.
Third down and five for Lumen after the drop pass. And center jumps offside. Lumen barks center offside for a free 5 yards, and I think that'll be a first down.
Chuck Walters checking in from the Columbia Central game, where Columbia still leads Blissfield 14-7 with 3:21 to go in the first half.
That game tonight with Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, K105.3. We're brought to you by Seymour Ford, Lincoln, the Midwest Vehicle Group, and the Wash Auto Detailing. Ajax Heating and Cooling, White's Chicken, Elrose Steel, Protection Center. Kucha back to throw, and that's dropped. That's a touchdown. Meisner drops it at the 8-yard line all alone. Wow. Back-to-back drops. It'll bring up a second and 10. Meisner could have cartwheeled into the end zone. There was nobody near him. From the 40. Up the middle. Lumen runs it to the 33-yard line with Kyle Minder. 7 yards on second and 10. 3:55 till halftime.
Quick district volleyball. Lumen Christi came back and won the fourth game out at Concord 25-23. So that sets up a winner-take-all last game of this district championship.
Minder, look at Minder, up the middle, all the way. Touchdown, Lumen. 33 yards, Kyle Minder. 34-0.
Well, you almost really did kind of expect this. It's 33-0 Lumen Christi with 3:29 to go in the first half.
Oh, 33. I fudged a point there.
Yeah, and the Titans will go for two to try to get it to the 35.
Lumen will go for two here.
Yeah, for the point differential rule of 35-0.
Kamal Harris in the backfield. They pitch it, they throw it, and incomplete.
Passing ball is incomplete.
33-0. 1 minute break. We'll be back on 970 1015 FM.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad, grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen kicked one out of bounds, and they'll kick again here. GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell. For Advanced Fluid Technologies, Tom Coffey, soft water. Orthopedic rehab specialist, Able Heating and Cooling. Run back on the kick. Lumen missed a tackle. And they get dragged out of bounds. Flag.
He hit him by the jersey.
Yeah, there was an official right there that did not throw a flag, and a guy 30 yards downfield did throw a flag. It looked like he had him by the jersey from here.
We are a long way away.
This is a really bizarre crew here tonight.
I think that was called on Cam White, 99. Hey, while we're messing around with this, Blissfield has scored, and they have tied it up 14-all against Columbia Central.
First down, Michigan Center.
Called a horse collar on Lumen. I would say that's probably a debatable call. But it's 33-0, so no debate.
I just want to see anybody get hurt.
Nichols. The center starts from the Lumen 47. Nichols throws one out here, caught by Brian Williams, about 4 or 5 yards.
Almost looked like a screen pass the way Michigan Center's offensive line was blocking, but it wasn't a screen pass.
Too bad they didn't have a screen called there, because Lumen, they had five linemen in the backfield all over Nichols. Second down and about six here for Michigan Center, 33-0. 2:40 to go in the first half. Nichols going to throw again. He's hit as he throws, incomplete.
He tripped on the field. That's going to be a pass interference penalty. He tripped on the field. I don't think he touched him.
This is the worst crew I've seen this year, Tom.
Jeremy Bradley.
Horrible.
Pass interference against the Titans.
Jeremy Bradley's going to get called on that as a safety. Now, I don't think they made contact. I think Dawson Brown got his feet caught in the artificial turf.
Wow, this crew is brutal. Started with that punt, and they've gone downhill from there to the 28-yard line. So, again, a bunch of penalties on Lumen tonight. And Michigan Center gets a first down at the 28. Handed off, try to turn the corner. Good play by Meisner. Turn that play in. And then he got a lot of help from Nick Thomas, Kyle Minder.
Well, one thing we...
Harris was up there, and Bobby Willis.
Yeah, one thing I can say without any fear of reprisal is Michigan Center hasn't seen anybody this fast all year. And the Titans are lightning quick, getting to the point of attack, and they've just smothered them.
1:55 left. That was a loss of a yard. Second and 11. And Jake Nichols rolling to his right, looking and throwing long, and that is caught. They throw a flag. I think it was caught out of bounds, but they threw a flag down there, and it looks like another interference call. And the officials talk it over.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but that's the only thing that's kept Michigan Center, even with a glimmer.
Interference on Lumen, that'll be.
Yeah,
that'll give Center a first down just outside the 15-yard line. Tom?
Thank you, Mike Armelli. Delton Kellogg's Max Shift has scored another touchdown. The PAT is good, and Delton Kellogg now leads Water Valete 29-22.
I don't think they play any defense, those teams. We saw Water Valete last year. How many did they give up? 55 here? Here's Nichols. First down. Back to throw. Flips it out here. Intercepted. And we have a flag. That is picked off by Bobby Willis. He's running up to midfield. Willis at the 40, the 30, cut back all the way to the center, 20-yard line. Two flags down around the 10-yard line. Yeah, after the ball missed the receiver got lit up. And I think that's the call, Tom. These guys are now talking about it again. Herb Brogan out. Trickles out to the field. You're not going to do a lot of arguing here when it's 33-0. Personal foul on Lumen. Herb is really fuming.
He doesn't.
I think he got the word from his coaches.
He usually doesn't say anything. Now, in the old days, he used to, but he's quite a bit mellowed.
Herb not happy.
To be honest, I did not see anything that was.
I think the receiver got hit after the interception, but. You could say you were blocking him, couldn't you? On the run back, they didn't call a clip.
Yeah, but how's center get the ball back?
Huh?
How's center get the ball? Or keep the ball?
Nichols back to throw. Throws, and that is knocked away at the goal line. No flag this time.
That might have been the one that could have been penalized worse because he went right through the kid's head.
That'll bring up second down. I guess they can get a first down.
Oh, yeah, by quite a bit.
At about the 5-yard line. So that was a first down and about four. Pass was incomplete at the goal line. They go into a triple eye in the backfield. Nichols going to throw incomplete. Nichols got lit up by Nick Thomas.
And Brogan Sullivan back there, too. You know, it does appear that Lumen Christie could do this to center at any time. put that much pressure on Nichols. He just threw that into the left flat.
Center takes a timeout. We'll take a quick break, 30 break, and we're right back. 33-0 Lumen on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Hello, this is Jeff Beal. As a JPS grad and a father of five children attending Jackson Public Schools, I know the opportunities a JPS education can bring. With several options to choose from, including a K-4 Montessori program and the county's only K-8 IB curriculum, your student is sure to get the right start. Our high school offers 13 unique AP courses with the county's most advanced math and science options. And this fall, we'll be offering Mandarin Chinese. At JPS, we are building the future workforce of Jackson. Jackson Public Schools, academic excellence, workforce readiness, and lifelong learning. Enroll today at jpsk12.org.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Third down about four here for Michigan Center, trying to get on the board before halftime. 33-0. Spread the field. Nichols out of the gun. Does have a running back. Fires and caught. That'll be a first down at about the 1 yard line.
Nice tackle there by Jeremy Bradley after the catch.
Jeremy Bradley on the stop. It's enough for a first down.
That'll give Michigan Center a first down. Under a minute to go in the first half. Lumen Christie leads 33-0. Michigan Center driving.
Clock running with 50.
Man, we got a wild one in Water Valete. Water Valete came back and scored, converted. They now lead Dalton Kellogg 30-29 with 54 seconds to go in the first half.
This football right at the 1 yard line. Lumen sent their goal line defense in. They've got that triple I formation for center, and now it looks like they're going to take a timeout. And they do. Will be Transit Mix, Billy White Roofing, Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops, Jackson YMCA, Denny's Restaurant, Lumen Christie Catholic School, Lake Glen Hills Golf Course, Collector Zone, American Title, Michigan Center Schools, part of our group here. As we just trickle past 8 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson. No, we're down to 21 seconds.
By the way, that is halftime now at Columbia Central, where Blissfield and Columbia Central are tied at 14. Got to add 3 seconds, going to make it 24 seconds on the clock.
Little clock malfunction here. 24 seconds. Center needs a yard. And I think we'll get a procedure. That'll go back to the 6 yard line. Lumen brings the cattle out, and their little quicker defenders are back in now from the 6 yard line. Well, what a game at Water Valete, 30-29, Water Valete at the half over Dalton Kellogg. I don't think Water Valete plays a lot of defense, Tom.
Evidently not.
Nichols out of the shotgun. Back to throw. Rush on. Lobs it out here. And that is caught. Touchdown. Let's see who caught it.
Was it Spencer Hinkle, 99?
Spencer Hinkle, the senior on the reception. Nichols had about 0.2 seconds to get rid of that before he was going to be just swallowed up at the 15-yard line. So the Cards get on the board, and out for the extra point is Brian Williams. Snap good. Kick way up and good. 33-7 with 18 seconds remaining in this first half. In Lakeland Hills, one of our sponsors tonight, Fall Rates. They will be open until December 1st at Lakeland Hills. Rich Karasik out picking the leaves off the course today. He promises there will be no leaves on the course.
When you play fall ball, one of the things you need is a leaf blower.
I don't know if you need one out at Lakeland Hills. Now, center will kick off. And the Titans have, let's see, 18 seconds to work with here. That was an interesting drive by Michigan Center, aided by about four different penalties, a couple of them bizarre in nature. And here's the run back, the kick, out to the 26-yard line. Pretty good coverage by the kick team for the Cardinals.
Paul and Pointer on the stop for Michigan Center.
First and 10. That was Brock Fitzpatrick on the run back. And 12 seconds. Will Kucha just take a knee here? Get to the locker room? Oh, they have Tanner Martinez, their speed merchant, out to the right. They're going to throw it. They throw it long for Martinez. He caught it! Are you kidding? He's out of bounds. That'll stop the clock inside the 40-yard line. That's about a 40 or so yard gain. Then they might try that again in 4 seconds. Wow. 38-yard line in Michigan Center. I believe you would play a prevent defense here. And Lumen takes a timeout. Wow, this is a long last 2 minutes here. Elrose Steel, County National Bank, American Title Company. White's Chicken, Ajax Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, part of our group here tonight, Northwest Community Schools as well. You're on 970 and 101.5 FM. So time for, we believe, one more play. But sometimes the clock operator here is slow. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Kucha back in the shotgun. And he's back to throw it. And he throws long, and that is intercepted down at about the two-yard line. That was underthrown by Kucha. Had a player down there. And I think it was Tyler Horsch made the pick down there. 33-7 here at halftime. We finally made it. That last 2 minutes took 15 to play. We'll take a three break here, come back, check the out-of-town board. Lumen Christi, 33, Michigan Center, 7 at the half on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, joint fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at jacksonymca.org or call 782-0537.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single-tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
The Craft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Craft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays. Ho, ho, ho! Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Lumen. This Week in High School Sports coming up in a few minutes. It's 33-7 here. Bizarre end to the first half, which was really dominated by Lumen. And it started when looked like Sebastian Tolan would run, I don't know, about 80 yards for a touchdown, but he got horse-collared and injured down at about the two-yard line. And that set off a string of crazy penalties and crazy calls and just a bizarre last about 3.5 minutes that lasted 20 here in the first half, and we sit at 33-7. Late touchdown pass with by Jake Nichols with about 20 seconds left, and then Lumen comes down the end up at the 2-yard line being intercepted after another long pass by Troy Kucha. Well, the biggest storyline is the injury to Tolan that didn't look serious, but I doubt if we'll see him back in the football game. Tom, out of town.
Well, the first out-of-town score is Lumen Christi's girls volleyball team did win the district in the fifth game against Concord. At Concord, they won it 15-13 in game five. That's a heck of an accomplishment.
Upset?
Probably. I mean, Concord is great, long been
always good
as a great volleyball school, but I think Kathy Lehman has gone over to coach at Spring Arbor University and or JCC. She went to one of the colleges, and now there's a new girl in there. But our other Division VI game here tonight at halftime, Blissfield and Columbia Central are tied at 14. In the game that our winner will go to, Water Valley leads Delton Kellogg 30-29 at halftime. Outstate, also in Division VI, Montague is not having any trouble with Kent City. I think Kent City knocked them out of the playoffs last year, and Montague leads Kent City 24-7. Also in Grand Rapids, Muskegon area, Muskegon Oak Ridge leads Grant 31-0. I believe Oak Ridge is Division 5. Muskegon High leads Zeeland West 28-6. And Muskegon Mona Shores leads Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central 14-7. Pawama Westphalia and New Lothrop are tied at 14. Grand Rapids West Catholic leads 21-0. I forgot who West Catholic was even playing, but they're up 21-0. In Division 8, Saginaw Novell leads Harbor Beach 14-6. How about Ithaca in Division 6? Ithaca leads Langsburg 35-0 with 3:55 to go in the first half. Over on the east side, Frankenmuth leads Marine City 19-7. Let's see, one more. On the shores, Wyoming Kelloggsville with a 22-21 lead over Grand Rapids Catholic Central, also at the half. Way up north, Escanaba leads Elma 14-7 after one quarter. And that's about all I can come up with right now. I think things are kind of freezing up a little bit here.
Reed City, did you have that?
I did not.
14-7 over Clare at halftime. Monroe St. Mary leading Hudson at halftime, 16-8. That game at Hudson. Mona Shores leads Forest Hills Central, 14-7. Well, that's a surprise. Hudson. And we'll take a one-minute break this week in high school sports, and we'll be back here in about 6-7 minutes on 970 1015 FM. We're at the half. Lumen 33, Michigan Center 7.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2017 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Now through November, joint fees are just $5. When you're a member of the Y, you pay just $16 per month for unlimited exercise classes like TRX, Y-Spin, Pound, Yoga, Zumba, Insanity, Kick, and Aqua Exercise. There's free child watch, and Y members also receive discounts on youth programs. Register your child now for bus-in, after-school youth sports, swim lessons, and gymnastics. And ask about the new discounted youth memberships. Learn more at JacksonYMCA.org or call 782-0537.
Double-double for Dye, The Survey Says, and Perps and Vicks. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They're still celebrating a second MHSAA girls golf title in 3 years at Traverse City West, and the incredible performance of junior Annika Dye, who claimed her second straight individual title. Dye blew the field away at the Lower Peninsula Division I meet, winning by 8 strokes, carding a first-round 69, only the 11th time anyone has ever broken 70 at the finals, and her final total of 141 was the fourth lowest in finals history.
I was on a roll. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just kept going with it. The second day was a different story. I struggled a little more, but that first day was really, really, really fun.
Dye, a four-point student who finished second individually as a freshman, averaged 69.6 strokes per round for the season. You can read more about Annika Dye on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Coldwater's girls volleyball team, which capped off a perfect season in Interstate 8 play this past weekend by winning the league tournament. Jasmine Ouellette had 38 kills and 33 blocks in the title match with Marshall. And longtime Michigan wrestling official James McLogan of South Haven, who was named to the 2018 National Wrestling Hall of Fame last week. You may recall that McLogan was recently presented the Congressional Medal of Honor for his life-saving acts as a medic during the Vietnam War. Athletes should choose foods high in nutrients, like lean meats, whole grain carbohydrates, and fats that are liquid rather than solid at room temperature. Quality food means better performance. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the years, the officiating industry has really struggled with the fact that there's been very little data out there to really understand who officials are. This kind of data would be very helpful as the MHSAA continues to recruit, retain, and train our officials. The National Association of Sports Officials just conducted a national survey in which nearly 20,000 amateur sports officials responded about who they are, their education level, and where they're from. It's with some of this national data that will now allow us to make better decisions as we continue to recruit and keep the officiating ranks in Michigan strong.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to the MHSAA website to be a referee. A sad sign of the times is folks who have gotten into trouble portraying themselves as the victim. And yes, that mindset rears its ugly head in sports, even high school sports. When some of the most basic rules of eligibility or competition are broken, either unintentionally or intentionally, and don't tell me there aren't folks out there intentionally breaking the rules, the popular card to play now is the kid card. Yes, the kid card. If you really cared about the kids, they wouldn't have to forfeit, is a common theme, as if there should be no penalty for a school breaking a rule. And when you think about it, the real victim is the school, or schools, and those kids that followed the rules and had their seasons ended by one which didn't. The issue of forfeiture for the use of ineligible players has been revisited time and time again since schools first created the rule, and schools have decided every time that forfeiture should still be the penalty for playing an ineligible. The value of school sports is teaching the values of a level playing field, everybody playing by, and when necessary, being penalized by the same set of rules. It preserves the integrity of the games. So when parents and even coaches and school administrators play the kid card, it really makes me wonder, when did the perps become the vics? Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Help warm the Jackson community with Legacy Dry Cleaners with their Coat Drive. Now through November 10th, drop your coats off to them and receive 10% off your dry cleaning. Legacy Dry Cleaners will dry clean all coats donated and take them to the Salvation Army for those in need for the upcoming cold months. Help warm the Jackson community with Legacy Dry Cleaners Coat Drive. Now through November 10th, Legacy Dry Cleaners at McCain and Robinson Road, across from West Winds Church.
Tired of raking leaves? Well then, this fall, rake in the deals at Peterson Jewelers. Christmas is coming. Time to turn your gold into cash and use towards something new at Peterson Jewelers. They have a beautiful selection of engagement rings that will make her heart melt. And Peterson Jewelers also offers layaways. Peterson Jewelers, making every moment count this holiday season. On Wildwood, right across from the parlor. Peterson Jewelers, winner of Best Jeweler in Jackson Magazine's 2017 Best of Jackson Awards.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back, GOC. Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell. Tonight, week two of the playoffs, Lumen in full command here. 33-7 at the half. Late touchdown for center, though. Give them a little shot in the arm as they went into the locker room at halftime. Tom's got a bunch of scores. Tom, what do you got for us?
Well, we've got all kinds of them here. Again, the winner of this one will play the winner of Water Valete and Delton Kellogg. Water Valete leads Delton Kellogg 30-29. Halftime score, also Columbia Central and Blissfield are tied at 14. Staying in Division 6, Millington had a 7-0 lead over Houghton Lake. Montague leads Kent City 24-7. So it looks like Montague's going to play Ithaca. Ithaca's rolling. They've scored every time they've touched the ball tonight as Ithaca leads Langsburg 42-0 at the half. So that sets up Ithaca and Montrose next week in a class, a Division VI regional. And the Millington-Houghton Lake winner will play the winner of Traverse City-St. Francis, Maple City-Glen Lake. That game is played tomorrow at 1 o'clock. One final is in this afternoon. Oak Park beat Birmingham Brother Rice 34-14. A couple out-state scores. Muskegon leads Zeeland West 28-6. Clinton Township Chippewa Valley leads Macomb Dakota 24-7. Down here in small schools, I think they're Division 8, Reading was leading Cassopolis 8-7. East Lansing leads Hazlett 7-3. Plainwell leads Lansing Sexton 17-14. And also in the Lansing area, it's Portland 21, Lansing Catholic nothing. Williamston leads Pontiac Notre Dame 21-14. Grand Rapids West Catholic was leading Kalamazoo United 28-0. People have been asking me, who the heck is Kalamazoo United? That's a combination of Hackett and Kalamazoo Christian. River Rouge leads Chelsea 21-3. And we've got a number of scores coming in, but the last one I wrote down was DeWitt leads Cedar Springs 22-6. Of course, Cedar Springs is just off of that nice win last week when they knocked off East Grand Rapids. So tonight, DeWitt is putting it to them in the first half. DeWitt leads Cedar Springs 22-6.
Here it's 33-7, and we're just about ready to go with this second half.
Oh, just in, Detroit Catholic Central has a 28-6 lead against White Lake Lakeland. And did you mention Reading taking that
8-7?
It's now 16-7 Reading over Cassopolis.
Wow, that is a shocker.
I got that from my correspondent that writes for the South Bend Tribune. Yes, Cassopolis is a suburb of South Bend.
Would you put a coat on, for Lord's sake?
Hey, Zeeland West has come back. It's Muskegon 28, Zeeland West 14 early in the third. And Kingsford and Menominee tied at 14.
Center kicks off. Start the second half. That would be Brian Williams. Run back here. Brock Fitzpatrick steps out of a tackle. Another one. 40-45. Excellent return again by Brock Fitzpatrick.
Finally brought down by Colin Pointer. Good run by Brock.
He had a number of them last week. Good weapon there for the Titans.
2:31 to go in the third quarter. Blissfield has now scored and taken a 21-14 lead over Columbia Central.
No Sebastian Tolan. Nick Thomas at tailback with Minder the fullback from the 45. They pitch it to Nick. 45-50, 45-40, all the way down to the Cardinal 35-yard line. That's 20 yards on first down for Nick Thomas. The backup tailback and the starting linebacker. So we're off and rolling here in the third. Lumen keeps their number one group in there. Minder up the middle. Got about five or so.
Just a straight fullback dive at six off left guard by fullback Kyle Minder.
Brendan Hutchins on the stop for Michigan Center, one of their linebackers. Salmon, Pulaski, Compton, Height, Rowe, Perry, Hinkle. Hutchins, Horsch, Torty, Horsch in the secondary. Second about seven, they pitch to Thomas. Cut back. Down to the 25-yard line. And he's right at the chains for a first down.
Okay, you mentioned I'm in shirt sleeves, and I don't need a coat, but I tell you what, as I've gotten older, is my hands are cold. And I think it's because we are sitting for the first time. Boy, it doesn't happen in my 21 years of doing this with you, and you're 47. I can't remember sitting very often.
No. Look at Minder up the middle. That was third and about a foot, and Minder picked up about 10 yards.
Boomer Perry on the tackle for Michigan Center, and they just seem to get yards as they – anytime they need him, right up the gut with Minder.
Down to the 17-yard line.
And, you know, the thing is, by being seated, I'm not moving around as much. And you got to sit here at the Mary Jo Devine press box at Lumen Christi because of the way these windows are, you can't see through the windows, so you got to get down underneath them.
Thomas kind of a little quick draw, and he gets down to the 10-yard line. That's a pickup of a solid seven on first down for Nick Thomas. Football's just outside the 10. Again, Blissfield has taken the lead over Columbia. That game, K105.3. We will keep you updated. Thomas, Minder in the backfield. Mender just blasts down to the 2 yard line. Goodness. Ball in a china shop right there.
First and goal.
And goal to go for Lumen from a couple feet away. Send an extra lineman out there, Michael Richards. And Lumen about to get to 40 here shortly. And that's Mender, touchdown. No contest there with Kyle Mender. I'll tell you, Lumen's had a long history of great running backs. Not many better fullbacks than Kyle Mender.
I absolutely agree. He's
you put him right up there with.
He's quite a football player.
The good ones.
So out of the TJ McCulley's going to snap. This is sophomore quarterback up the JV's Jack Kelly holding. For Salazar.
Kevin Salazar, a sophomore. Snap good. Oh, shanked it. Missed it.
This is a tough situation. You're going to try to bring sophomores up now off the JVs late in the season like this. I just can't. Yeah, I don't know what you do. You kind of had a problem.
Salazar was great last week, but that was last week.
Yeah.
So we sit at 39-7 with 8:44 to go.
You know, you've got a good offensive line, and you got Kyle Mender. Go for two.
If you miss too many extra points, Tom, there's no.
Yeah.
What you do, you get in a big game. But just go for two.
But if you make 60, if you can make two out of three, from
you're ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, there's schools, many of them, that we see.
That's why Herb gets the big bucks. So,
for instance, Water Valete over here that we're watching, it's 30-29. Water Valete leads Dalton Kellogg. They go for two every single time.
Yeah.
And they onside kick, and they don't punt, and they all that stuff.
Kick is fumbled. Doring on the return. He'll be wedged out of bounds about the 25-yard line.
But the Titans season ended about 3 years ago to Monroe Catholic. It was maybe 28-27, and it went to that extra point. And maybe a year later, they lost the Jackson High game because of that. And it's just an ongoing nagging problem. Far be it from us to try to tell these guys how to coach. Herb's got, there's 9 state championships in the school. Herb's got an unbelievable
record.
You
hate to lose one, though, with a kick.
And it's happened. And the Harper Creek game was 22-21 in overtime.
Yeah, and you missed a little chip shot field goal.
Yeah, and that the overtime, they went for 2-1.
Right.
That's, that wasn't the issue there, but you could have won it in regulation.
Nichols. Going to throw it right out in the flat. Nobody there for Lumen. And they get a gain of about 5 yards out over the 30. 32-yard line.
Doggone Water Valley just stripped a ball and returned it 78 yards for a touchdown. They did convert their two-point conversion, so now it's Water Valley 38, Dalton Kellogg 29. I don't have the time of game.
Second down, about 4. That was a pickup of 6 for the Cardinals. Under 8 to go here in the third. And the Cardinals jump. One of the tackles moved there, and that'll cost him 5. So decent play on first down is essentially nullified. Second and 9. Lumen has Jared Bolt. Kamal Harris out in the secondary with Willis and Barrett.
First
Nickel short gun. Back to throw it. Throws it long out here, and that is knocked away by Harris. Pretty good collision there with Brian Williams. Williams got there just in the nick of time, or that would have been picked off. Personal foul, roughing the passer on Lohman. And another major penalty on Lohman.
Yeah, that's you can't miss PATs and you can't take penalties like that and beat good teams as you get deeper into the playoffs.
That gives center a first down off the 15 out to the 42. And Nichols flings it out here. Good play by Bobby Willis, who came up, made the submarine tackle.
You know, it was just a flat pass. Nichols just threw it out here to Dawson. Was it five, Dawson Brown?
Dawson Brown.
And, you know, that's really probably what they did all season. But, man, Willis and Nick Thomas and all those kids, Giovanni Siciliano, Walker Plate, all those kids are right there to make the play. That's how quick the Titans are.
Second and 10, so no gain on the pass completion. Blitz on, throw it over the middle, almost picked by Nick Thomas. Minder was in the backfield, blitzing linebacker right in Nichols' face. And Nick Thomas was the closest to that ball. Third down and 10. So Waterville leads by 9, 38-29. Nichols, time, throwing, caught. Little drag pattern over the middle.
Jeremy Hall on that catch, number 6. A nice little crossing pattern by Hall. He went right where the linebackers vacated to get into their deep coverage. And really one of the few times that Michigan Center has been able to, Nichols has been able to stand back there and throw the ball cleanly.
Meisner made the play, but not before the Cards get a first down at the Lumen 40. Nichols throwing it just about every play. I don't know as they've run for 20 yards here. They throw this one over the middle, incomplete coverage, Nick Thomas. Brian Williams, intended receiver, as he slanted over the middle. And Thomas hit him as the ball arrived. Second and 10. MSU football tomorrow. That's a noon kickoff against the Nittanies. ESPN 101.9 FM for that one. Tom out of town.
Blissfield, actually Columbia kicked a field goal with 8.5 to go in the game. It's Blissfield 21, Columbia Central 17.
Pass down the middle, caught, touchdown. Dawson Brown on the catch. Right down the seam. Nobody there for Lumen playing center field. And the Cards get on the board.
Well, Nichols threw a very nice pass, Greg, and he again had time to set his feet. He's a big, good-looking quarterback, hits Dawson Brown in stride, about maybe 35, 40 yards on the play, and with 5:40 to go in the third, it's Lumen 39, Michigan Center 13.
Extra point is up and good. by Brian Williams. He can really kick them. 39-14. And let's take a break back in a minute on 970 1015 FM.
Denny's new seasonal pancakes give you a taste of the holidays, even if it is a little early. Along with the taste of the holidays with pumpkin cream, cranberry orange, and white chocolate raspberry, we're going to give you some sounds of the holidays. Ho, ho, ho! Now some smells of the holidays. This probably wasn't a great idea for radio. Just use your imagination. Pumpkin cream. Get a taste of the holidays with Denny's new holiday pancake lineup. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Midwest Vehicle Group and the Wash Auto Detailing. With quality vehicles under $20,000. Perfect for the first-time buyer. They are a Carfax Advantage dealer. All vehicles have comprehensive clean Carfax reports. Plus offering excellent detailing starting at $80 to make your car look and smell showroom new. Midwest Vehicle Group and the Wash Auto Detailing. A Michigan Center-made company at 4544 Page Avenue in Michigan Center. Online at MidwestVehicleGroup.com. And like them on Facebook.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
.538 to go here in the third. Lumen has the football at the Cardinal 48-yard line. Lumen recovered an onside kick there. Nick Thomas for just a couple yards to the 46. We try to run that clock out. 5:20 left to go here in the third. And Kucha brings the play in. He runs all the way to the sideline, gets the play from Herb Brogan. Second and seven. And Thomas broke a tackle, lost his footing. Goes down about the 41-yard line. It would be about 3 yards short of a first down.
Brendan Hutchins got him on the tackle. Pretty good tackle there by him. Stopped Nick Thomas about a couple yards short of the first down marker. We're down to 4:30 to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christie 39, Michigan Center 14.
Again, Sebastian Tolan was shaken up near the end of the first half. He's standing over here on the sideline. But we will not see him again. They try to make sure he's 100% for next week. Of course, one of Lumen's outstanding defenders, Luke Stanton, was injured last week on the very first play of the game, and he's a scratch here tonight. 32-yard line for the Titans, first down after Minder chews up another 6, 7, 8 yards. Kucha, play action, back to throw. Nobody open. He's going to try to run it. Gets down the sideline. Good job by Troy Kucha. Gets some positive yards out of. You're trying to hit Martinez, but pretty good coverage by center.
Absolutely was. I'm impressed with them. A little bit too much firepower for the Titans, but Michigan Center is very.
They haven't given up.
Oh, no. And you can see how they were. They were tri-champs of the Cascades along with Napoleon and Reading.
Second about six. Pitch to Thomas. Minder a block. Thomas gets outside. First down the sideline. Like a bullet. Down at the pylon. They're going to mark him out of bounds at about the 2-yard line. Nick Thomas showing his running skills tonight. That's a pretty good backup right there. And goal to go for the Titans from the one. They eventually spotted it. 39-14, but Lumen will be adding on here momentarily. Mender tries to dig out a touchdown.
Didn't give it to him.
And he did not get in. So they'll try that again.
Yeah, just a buck right up the middle. I think it was a fullback dive at four this time.
.305 to go in the third. I was hoping we had more baseball tonight. Huh? Second down, touchdown.
Well, no more baseball, of course, unless you wanted the World Series. Let's play best of nine instead of best of seven.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Colleen is back out to kick the extra point here.
TJ McCauley snap and the hold of Troy Kucha.
45-14, high snap. Kick blocked.
Yeah, this is a mess. This there you can't sugarcoat this. Hunter Horsch on the block.
They got to get
center.
That straightened out. 45-14. Yeah, let's take a 30 break. Right back on 970, 101.5 FM.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen short kick, run back by Jake Haskell. 40-yard line.
Jeremy Bradley and a couple other Titans in on the stop. Greg, Watervliet, Delton Kellogg has scored. Watervliet missed their two-point conversion. So with 2:05 to go in the third quarter, it's Watervliet 38, Delton Kellogg 35. And then down in Columbia Central, Blissfield has scored a touchdown. So Blissfield leads Columbia 27-17 with 4:45 to go in the game.
Nichols slings one over the middle, incomplete. Cam White putting the heat on in the backfield.
That Watervliet-Delton-Kellogg game must be a beauty.
Well, their earlier meeting was 56-44. This will be a second and 10 from the 40. 45-14. And Nichols out of the shotgun, back to throw it. Oh, big hit. Incomplete. What a hit by Bobby Willis. He submarined the intended receiver.
Was it Dawson During on the catch? And he leapt in the air with his back to Willis, and Willis hit him. I thought it was clean. Hit him nice and low.
Very clean hit.
Through the waist.
And he coughed it up, and Nichols almost got crunched there also. Lumen has Brogan Sullivan, Denton, Hunter Denton, Logan Miner. And I believe it's Dayton Keller in that defensive front. And the blitz is on over the middle, caught on the crossing pattern. Nick Thomas trying to strip that ball away. Finally, a late whistle. The play ended up out of bounds right at the Lumen bench. There's a flag.
Pass complete to Brown.
Goodness.
He's run out of bounds by the Husker Titans. There is a flag on the play. He's waving off. There's another penalty.
Picked up the flag after a scrum in front of the Lumen bench. 46-yard line. And a fourth down and four for the Cards.
That doggone Water Valete has come back and scored again.
Of course they have.
35 seconds in the third quarter. It's Water Valete 46, Dalton Kellogg 35.
You sure that's not a basketball game? Fourth and four. Nichols, rush on. Minder's got him. Back at the 36-yard line, Kyle Minder. Shoestring tackle. Nichols could not run away from him. And Lumen gets the ball at the 37-yard line. And Walker Plate limps to the sideline.
Yeah, center's hung in there pretty nicely. We're down to a minute and 36 in the third quarter. Titans lead 45-14 over center. But Michigan center is physical. They come to play.
Yep.
They haven't certainly given up.
Hand off to, I think that was Thomas there.
Thomas and Walker.
And he got two or three. Just got a text from Mike Wilson. Bally's in Las Vegas. Breeder Cup weekend. Get your picks in, Tom.
What's a Breeder's Cup?
Oh, come on.
I was in Las Vegas once. I drove down the strip. I was on a road trip. I never got out of my car, saw the place once, and I'd rather be here.
There's Minder up the middle. He's about a yard or so short of a first down, third down for the Titans. Yeah, big horse racing weekend.
That's usually on NBC.
And why stay here and bet on them?
Yeah. I know in the past I think it's on NBC and they've bumped Notre Dame football. The Irish play at 3:30 against Wake Forest tomorrow. Isn't it later in the evening?
Yeah. Third and a deuce. There's a deuce. Look at Minder. Look at Minder! All the way down to the 8-yard line. Bull in a china shop. Goal to go for the Titans.
First and goal for the Titans.
And that will end the third quarter. After three, 45-14. And we break. We're back in a minute on 970-1015 FM.
Michigan Center Schools would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to the Michigan Center community for their role in supporting the exciting changes that have occurred throughout the Michigan Center School District.
My name is Jamarian, and I want to say thank you for the new gymnasium and new doors and parking lot improvements at Arnold Elementary.
I'm Caden Sherbo. Thank you for the brand new preschool room, new bus and drop-off, parking loops, new lockers, new bleachers, refinished gym floor, and brand new kitchen area at Kiker Elementary.
I'm Tegan. We are thrilled at the junior senior high to have a renovated athletic complex, multi-purpose room, new kitchen, expanded cafeteria, 21st century student commons area, and enhanced technology.
Thank you, Michigan Center!
Michigan Center Schools, where success begins.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell. 9 o'clock, just past nine. WKHM, Jackson. Lumen's at about the 7 yard line. Following that run, Kucha throws. It's caught. Touchdown, Kyle Minder. Minder out of the backfield was pretty much wide open at the 2 yard line and turned it up for another Titan score. It's 51-14. Colleen McDonald in for the extra point. Snap good. Kick blocked.
Got to get that higher in the air. That was pretty low.
51-14. We will have a running clock for a while here. Quick break, 30 break. We're right back. 970 101.5 FM.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Doring back on the kick. He dropped the ball and then got some room up the sideline. And they'll put him at the 29-yard line. Tom?
Remember at halftime, Plainwell was beating Sexton. Sexton has come back. They now lead Plainwell 28-17 in the fourth.
So two touchdowns in a row for Plainwell, or for Sexton.
In a final in Grand Rapids, West Catholic has beaten Kalamazoo United 42-0. So West Catholic moves on, defending state champs, Division 5.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Oh, a running play for center, and the running back ran right into his own man, and then Lumen was all over him.
Doesn't that seem like about 3 years ago we were sitting up in traffic on I-96 waiting to get into West Catholic? That was just 9-10 weeks ago.
Seems like only yesterday. Second, about 8 here for center.
I turned around and drove right back.
From the 31, Nichols lobs one on the sideline, incomplete. No flags. Barrett on the coverage.
Kind of just a wing and a prayer for Michigan Center. Clock will continue to run. We're down to 10 minutes to go in the game. Lumen Christie leads Michigan Center 51-14.
Colin Pointer in a quarterback for center. And that pass almost intercepted by Harris. Nice play. Good throw by the backup QB.
Not bad at all. Kamal Harris in the middle got his right arm extended and was able to bat that away.
Brenda Doan out there at a linebacking spot right now for Lumen. He has, they're giving Minder a break. But still a lot of the, and here's a kick. Nobody back for Lumen, so they'll let it roll and roll. And it rolls dead at the 23-yard line.
And it almost looked like Miner, because the snap was kind of high, it almost looked like Logan Miner. Lumen Christie probably could have blocked that, but he elected to let him kick it. Titans won't rub it in your face. It's 51-14. It's bad enough.
Backup offense in. As the clock will run here. A lot of kids got a chance to play last week. I think they... Everybody was out on the field last week. And now the backup group on offense will get some snaps here. With Barrett at quarterback. Joe Barrett, the junior. And he did a nice job on defense tonight. Noah Page. Carries one out for about 5 yards. Haskell on the, that wasn't Eddie Haskell, was it?
No. Hey, you got a final in. River Rouge has beaten Chelsea. Rouge 35, Chelsea 10. River Rouge's fourth straight district championship.
A drubbing. Thought Chelsea would be much more competitive there. And there's a running play for about two out over the 30. Cardinals' Boomer Perry made the stop, third down and four.
Another final in, Gibraltar Carlson. Actually, Riverview beat Gibraltar Carlson 38-14. So Riverview will go to Divine Child next week.
Third down and four for Lumen. Ball at the 31. Hand off, first down. Number 40 there.
And Calhoun's at the other end for the Titans.
I do not have a 40. Poor Johnny Teachout cannot make the media guide this year. Can't they put him in there? Here's a running play for about 13 yards. Noah Page on the carry. And a first down, and the backup group doing a nice job there.
Good to see Page get the ball. He's a good kid, man. A lot of these guys, they work their tails off in practice.
Michael Richards out there, Ian Moran. Told you Barrett at quarterback. Now, he's played a lot of defense tonight.
And well. And
yes,
played well.
Very well. Ryan Painter. Teachout got hit. Good play. One of the few plays for losses tonight. Josh Jusick. Second and 11.
That would be the pronunciation on our side of town.
4:50 to go. Clock running. 51 14.
Water Valiant has scored again. About 8 minutes to go in the game. It's Water Valiant 52, Delton Kellogg 35.
Here's a run down to Basil Hampton down to the 34-yard line. Almost took that to the house. Get them cars gassed up.
It's 100 miles. Exit 41. And
near
I-94.
Sibley and Dix. Up the middle for a couple.
No, we're going the other way from Sibley and Dix. We're going
true.
We're going to Lake Michigan this time.
Second down and seven. Could that clock get any slower? 3:20 to go. And teach out. Rolls it down to about the 27-yard line. It'll bring up a fourth. Fourth and about four. Third, excuse me. Titans just trying to run this clock out.
Wallace Gilbert, number 34, checks in.
Sounds like a stage actor, Wallace Gilbert. Do you think he takes acting class?
Probably.
I would think so. Wallace has it right now, and he's painfully twisted to the ground after about a yard. Fourth down coming up.
Fourth down and two.
Titans need a little over 2 yards to keep it here and run the clock out.
About a minute and 45 left with the clock running.
And they get the first down, so they'll be able to just really take a knee, take a couple knees here, and this is over.
Delton Langley on the carry for Lumen Christie. Titans do lead 51-14. We're down to a minute and 25 seconds left.
Cooper White out there. The backup group.
Now we're stopping the clock. Now he's
Ben Cooper.
The clock.
Wow, they gave that ball to Michigan Center?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
But the clock is running now down to 50 seconds. We just hope nobody gets hurt on this last play.
Center is going to throw it. Pointer out there, and that is incomplete.
Pass is incomplete.
No flag. Pass underthrown a bit.
Pass is intended.
25 seconds, probably the last play of the season for the Cardinals. Great year.
Well, yeah. They
9-1.
They're going to finish 9-2.
For Troy Allen.
Great kid, former Napoleon football player for Don Baxter. Troy did a great, he's done a great job with this program. They've they don't have a lot of playoff history, and they got them. You know, they got their win last week against a pretty good Hillsdale, and they were able to come in here. And even though you look at the scoreboard and it's 51-14, the final, they gave the Titans a good game.
Well, they never quit. 51-14. We'll take a one-minute timeout, and we'll come back and wrap this one up. From Lumen, again, our final 51-14. The Titans advance to week three of the playoffs. Likely trip to Water Valley next Friday or Saturday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Wilby Transit Mix, family owned for five generations. Jackson's only locally owned ready mix concrete supplier. Wilby Transit Mix sells professional concrete tools and tools for the do-it-yourselfer too. Wilby Transit Mix is a Stonecraft and Dutch quality dealer. They offer a huge variety of cultured stone and have a fully stocked block yard with bagged masonry products. Need driveway gravel? They have it. And other aggregates for delivery or pickup. Wilby Transit Mix, online at WilbyTransitMix.com.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting with hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Final out at Columbia, 27-17 for Blissfield just in from K105.3. So the very good year at Columbia Central is over. The outstanding year at Michigan Center is over tonight, and Lumen presses on to week three of the playoffs, 51-14. Our Subway sub shop player of the game is Kyle Minder, fullback linebacker extraordinaire. And he had to pick up the slack with Tolan out.
Yeah, he ended up with six touchdowns this evening. Unofficially, I'm so far away I couldn't see a couple of the numbers, but I think I've got him for six. And Minder, terrific football player, leader of this team offensively and defensively. It's the first time you've stood up in a while. That dog, Dalton Kellogg, has come back and scored.
No.
Now, there can't be maybe 4 minutes left in this game. It's Water Valley 52, Dalton Kellogg 43. So Water Valley leads by 9 points, probably about 4 minutes to go in the game.
It's exactly like their first game. That was 56-44. I'm predicting one thing, that Water Valley will not score 50 next week. That's my only prediction.
Boy, they score points in a hurry, too. So Water Valley leads Dalton Kellogg 52-43 with probably about 4 minutes to go in the game. Greg just mentioned Blissfield has beaten Columbia Central 27-17. So a very fine season ends for Columbia Central with a 7-4 record. Grand Rapids West Catholic was an easy winner, 42-0 over Kalamazoo United. Another final, River Rouge has beaten Chelsea 35-10. And earlier today, Oak Park has beaten Birmingham Brother Rice 34-14. In Division 6, just real quick, my last score at halftime was Ithaca 42, Langsburg nothing. Montague was leading Kent City 24-7. I think Kent City beat them last year, and this was kind of a grudge battle for those guys. And Harper Creek wasn't having any trouble whatsoever with Stevensville Lakeshore, as Harper Creek was leading Lakeshore 35-17.
Okay, 51-14, the final here. And Kyle Minder, our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. And Lumen will likely go to Waterville, although that game's not over yet. And
5 minutes left in the game, according to Mike Armelli, with Waterville having a 9-point lead. A couple other finals, Greg. East Lansing did beat Hazlett 14-3. In Division 4, Edwardsburg knocked off Three Rivers 30-12.